Reaction in the nation's capital to the TransCanada deal with Exxon was positive today, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar spoke for the Obama administration, saying the deal is a significant step forward. In a statement, Salazar called the project very important to the president and the Department of the Interior as a way to get American energy to the lower 48. The federal pipeline coordinator, Drew Pearce, was in Ottawa, Canada, when the news broke, meeting with senior Canadian officials about their regulatory process for the gas line. Pearce's office is charged with expediting getting a pipeline built. She agreed the announcement is significant.
We have the third major producer, North Slope producer, and the largest owner of gas on the North Slope now involved in actual participation with the project. Exxon has been standing watching over everyone's shoulder, and any discussion that ensued about the pipeline, at the end of the discussion, everybody would say, but what about Exxon? Well, now we know.
Pierce says the news doesn't change anything that's happening in her office. They're already working on a two-prong parallel process with TransCanada and the BP ConocoPhillips Denali project. Pierce says it is good timing for Exxon to get on board in advance of next year's open season when gas owners commit to using the pipeline.
All of the companies and the state all understand that failed open seasons would be a terrible blow to the project. It wouldn't necessarily kill it, certainly wouldn't help it for either or both open season to be failed. So hopefully this is a step in the direction of ensuring that that doesn't happen.
Alaska's congressional delegation also hailed the announcement as good news. Senator Lisa Murkowski is the top Republican on the Energy Committee and has been working to get sweetened financial provisions for a gas line in the current energy bill. Murkowski credited the governor's AGIA process with enticing TransCanada to the table, but says there are other factors at work.
On the other hand, the other two producers, BP and Conoco, did not feel that they could come within AGIA. They've gone out on their own to help facilitate a project. So whether you can credit AGIA or whether the stars are in alignment now with what's happening in the energy markets, or whether the fact that it's just time that this project has come together, I'm just pleased that we are where we are.
Senator Mark Begich agreed that AGIA was part of the equation, but just part.
I'm not sure if the AGIA by itself, I think the issue of the amount of gas, especially the development in Point Thompson that Exxon's now doing, indicates to them that they have to move product to the market. And if it's stuck up there and there's no line to move it, they got a stranded resource. And I think that's part of it. Also, when you look at Exxon's larger portfolio, they're looking for resources now all around the globe.
Begich garnered criticism from Governor Palin's office last week when he questioned the speed of progress on a gas line. The senator says he's focused on making development of a line a national priority and says the White House is behind that. However, Congressman Don Young took a stab at the administration and Democratic House leaders, saying they haven't helped. Instead, he credits Alaskans and Governor Palin and says he's been working on turning the tide on the gas line dream for 30 years. Young says the market is not ripe for building a line yet, but he thinks the producers are looking down the road to 10 years from now when gas could flow.
They see that the only way a line can be delivered to the best market is that trans-Canadian line. I've always been a little skeptical of AGIA, I'll be right up front, you know, but the reality is now it can be a possibility, and I'm excited about it.
The congressional delegation says a gas line is by no means a done deal, but they say this latest announcement does bring the project a step closer to reality. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.